So we are in the bottom of Yud Dalad Amud Beis. We got, how far down did we get? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 lines on the bottom. The first word in the line is Dirabanan, and in the middle of the line it says, Mitzora Mahu Sheyinhag Tzarasim B'Regel. The question that we're asked now is, a Mitzora, what is halachas during a Yantif? Does he still have to keep all the halachas that apply to him? Or is he? Do we assume that during the regel everything doesn't apply anymore? Which halacha are we talking about? So if you look at Rashi, Shiyanhig Tzarasa, it's around 20 lines up. Shiyanhig Tzarasa, he says Shelo Yavo El Tocha Machna. One of the halachas is the Mitzora has to stand or sit outside the camps. So is he allowed to come back to the rest of Klal Yisrael during the regel? And so to Vlo Yigalech, he's also not allowed to shave. So do we say, comes regularly, he's allowed to shave, comes regularly, come back into the camps, or no, he still stays outside during the regular. That's the shadow. So the Gemara says, Amar Abaye, he says, Tashma, v'hanazir v'hametzora, mitumaso l'taraso. Our Mishnah told us that if a nazir ends his naziris during chalmoid, or if a mitzora becomes tar during chalmoid, he's allowed to shave. The implication is, so if he still is maintaining the tumah, he doesn't leave from tumah of dar, he's still tameh, it sounds like he's still going to be nahag. He could not shave, all the customs, all the halachas of its mitzvah continues. The Gemara says, no, our Mishnah is not a proof. Why? Our Mishnah is a lo mibai kamar. It's a needless to say type of Mishnah. What does that mean, needless to say? Lo mibai bimei tamaso lo nag. Needless to say, a situation where he was tameh throughout chalmoid, that he doesn't keep the halachas of mitzvah. Aval Taraso, but if he became Tahor, you would think maybe he should not allow to become Tahor on Chalmoid, because Nigzer Shema Yisha Karbonosov. There's a concern, the guy's going to say, you know what, before Yantav starts, he became Tahor. I'm very busy, I don't have time to go to Shalayim today to become Tahor. I'm going to wait next week until it's Chalmoid, much more convenient. I'm going to Yerushalayim anyways, I'll go then. So because they're concerned that he might delay the bringing of the carbon for the whole year, he'll wait a few months till he gets to the next chalmoid, there's a concern maybe, since that is of a concern, we should say a person who becomes tahor dafka during chalmoid should never be allowed to become tahor during chalmoid, because we don't want a mitzora ever to delay the bringing of the carbon. So Gemara says, Kamashalan, therefore the Mishnah teaches a specific case that no, even though he becomes tahor during chalmoid, he's allowed to shave, and we're not concerned that someone else who may have become tahor during the rest of the year might delay his carbon. That's not a concern. That's why it emphasizes the case of Tumah V'Tahara. But it's not to teach us that a person who was Tameh throughout Chalmoid, that he has to keep the halachas of Mitzvah. Maybe he doesn't have to keep the halachas of Mitzvah. It's a special halacha, special chiddush in someone who becomes Tahor dafka during Chalmoid. So Gemara wants to bring another proof.
So,
yeah.
So it's Kal V'Chomer if he finished the Istara, his time. Then he can allow. Then he allowed.
Right.
But if the Indian is, if he's still in his mitzvah state, then it's the issue.
Right, and the Gemara says, even when he's, well, we don't have a proof yet, but that's the point. So then the Gemara says, Amar Rava Tashma, let's bring another proof. Vatsarua l'rabos kohen gadol. So the pasuk says Vatsarua, that someone who's a mitzvah, what's the whole pasuk here? Where's the side here? Parshat Emor. So, Hatu Asheboha Nega Begadol, the end of Parshat Hazria. Apparently the word Hatsuru is extra. We know we're talking about a Mitzvah already. So why did it say Hatsuru? That's the topic of conversation. So that comes to include that even a Kohen Gadol can become a Mitzvah. Fine. So the Gemara says, V'hak Kohen Gadol, D'chol Hashana Kirega L'chul Yama Dami. The Kohen Gadol, every single day of the Kohen Gadol, a regular weekday, is considered a Yontif for him. Okay, that's the Halacha. How do we know this? The Tanan. Kohen Gadol Makriv Onin V'ino Ochel. So a Kohen Gadol is allowed to be makriv as an onen, even though he's an onen, and which means a relative of his died, and there's a requirement to bury the relative. He, when it comes to Kohen Gadol, he continues to do what he normally does. It's still considered regular. There's no avelus for him. He just brings the carbon regularly. Right? He doesn't eat the carbon in a chanami, but he's allowed to bring the carbon. So we see that even though Kohen Gadol is a 365-day regular, he's always keeping regular. And the pasuk told us before that he's allowed to become a mitzora. So we see the din of mitzora applies even on a regel. So Gemara says shmamina nohei getzarasa beregel shmamina. So we can conclude that tzaras does exist. The halachas of mitzora do apply on a regel, just like it applies to kohen gadol all year round. So too would apply to a non kohen gadol on the yontif. Gemara now is going to list the number of halachas that apply to an avel, a menuda, and to mitzora. The first halacha the Gemara tells us is that an avel aser b'tasporis. An avel is not allowed to get a haircut. How do we know? Midukamer lehu rachmana levne Aaron. When the children of Aaron had died, another view died in the Mishkan. So Hashem said to the other brothers of Aaron, the other sons of Aaron, Rashechem al tifru, that you should not let your hair tifro. Is lashon of pera. Pera means to grow long. Don't let your hair grow long, meaning cut your hair, get a haircut. You should go do the usual halachas of no halachas of avelus. Michlal, the implication is anybody else, the chuliyama would be aser. Only Bnei Aaron, we tell him not to get a haircut, to get a haircut. Any other avel we would have said, don't get a haircut. That's the source that avel cannot get a haircut.
So the pasuk said that do take a haircut or don't take a haircut?
It says, take a haircut. Don't, tifra means grow long. Don't let it grow long. Rather, get a haircut.
Tifra is grow long, so right. Don't let it grow long. And from that, you understand that the rest, do.
Exactly. Now, going on to the top of Tes Vav and Aleph, what about Menudin u'mitzaran? The Menudin we spoke about, it was ready, a person who went to excommunication, u'mitzar, we know what a mitzar is. What's yalach mahu hein b'tasporis? Can they get a haircut? So the Gemara says, Tashma, Menudin u'mitzaran asa l'sapir l'chabis. So Menuda and a mitzara, we know already mitzara from the Torah, cannot get a haircut, nor can they wash their clothing. I think a regular day, yeah? Regular day. So Gemara says, Menuda shemes, the Brisa continues and say, let's say a Menuda, a person was placed in excommunication, and he died while still being in the state of Menuda. What happens when he dies? Based in Soklin as Arono, they actually place a stone on top of his kever, to like a big boulder, to show that he died by Menuda. He never asked for forgiveness for the person who he may have insulted, who he did wrong to. Now that we place a bunch of rocks like we did to Achan, and Achan was he was killed in the times of Yeshua, he had stole a lot of the spoils of war, which is against what Hashem told him to do. Now that we place a whole heap of stone like they did to Achan, rather, place one big boulder, boom, on top of the Aron of a person who died while being in the state of the Menuda. To teach us, based in Soken as Aaron. To teach us, anybody who, while being in the state of Nidoy, dies, based in, places a big rock on his Aaron, it's not meant to be there as an interview of Kavod at all. Okay, but the point of the whole Bryce was to tell us that a Menuda and a Metzora, neither one can get a haircut, nor can they wash their clothing.
That's obvious why it's mentioning.
Yeah, I'm not sure they mentioned Mitzora. They might mention Mitzora.
Because the Mishnah permitted.
No, we're talking about a regular day, then. Not even during Chol Moed. Regularly, by Mitzora, we're telling this halacha. Now, it's obvious the Pasuk tells us that a Mitzora can get a haircut in Echanami. I guess we're including this together because maybe to teach that a Mitzora can't get a wash his clothing either. Uh-huh. Oh, so the point's out here that Rabbi Kiva later on tells us, no, the word that the Pasuk tells us the Mitzora can't get a haircut is not so clear that it's referring to a haircut. Rabbi Kiva has a different interpretation of what it means that when the Pasuk says parua by a Mitzora, it doesn't mean getting a haircut, it means something else. So there might not be a source even in the Torah that a Mitzora can't get a haircut. So this Brisa at least is clear to us that a Mitzora may not get a haircut. Gemara says, Avel is a chai ba tifas harosh. What's a tifas harosh? Tifas harosh is they used to cover their head. I'm not sure exactly what kind of hoods they wore. But when the person became an avel, they would cover their head, cover their face as a sign of mourning. We don't have that anymore. We don't wear these types of hoods. I once heard that people who wear black hats, so during the Shiva period, they might like lower the hats a little bit more to make kindness halach of a tifas rosh. But typically, the tifas rosh does not apply anymore. A number of reasons are given why it doesn't apply, but it doesn't apply. But what's the source of a tifas rosh? So Gemara says, "Midikamar le'yachmanu li'cheskel." We learn a lot of halachas of avelus from Yecheskel. What did it say to Yecheskel? Losate al safam, do not atifa, do not place the hood over up into your lips. Do not do that. Don't be no hegavelis. Michlal, the implication is, dechuliyama, all other avelim, michaiva, they would be obligated to do this atifa sarosh, covering their face. We ask, what about a menuda? Ma'u batifa sarosh. Would a menuda, who has a lot of similar halachas to an avel, does he have to do atifa sarosh? Does he have to cover his head in a hood? So Gemara says, Amar Rav Yosef Tashma, going to bring the following brisa. So this is referring to in the Midbar, when exactly which stage he's referring to, but one stage where the Klai Yisrael was not listening to Hashem in the Midbar, which was unfortunately many times. So they would be covering their heads and sitting like a menuda, and they'd sit like in a avel. Ad shirachmu leim min hashemayim. Maybe this is talking about Tainus. I'm sorry. This is talking about Mishnah and Tainus. That when they were not getting any rain and they were fasting because of lack of rain, they would cover their heads and sit down like a menuda. They'd sit down like an avel until a Kadosh Baruch Hu would have rachamim min hashemayim. So we see from here that we say they would do atifas harosh like a menuda. So we see a menuda does have the din of a atifas harosh. Abai says, wait a second, that's not a proof. Duma menuda l'shemayim shiny dechamer. No, the case of the Mishnah Tainus, they were menuda from Akash Baruch Hu. Akash Baruch Hu had placed them in excommunication. He cut them off and didn't give them rain. So menuda that Hashem gives them is much more severe than a menuda that an individual gives. So maybe by menuda Shemayim, you would have to do a Tifas HaRosh. But menuda from a Yachid, maybe you would not, maybe, we don't know, but maybe you would not have to do a Tifas HaRosh. Bar asks, what about Mitzora, Mahu Be'a Tifas HaRosh? Would a Mitzora have to cover his head with this Tifas HaRosh? Tashma, the Brisa says, Val Safim Ya'ateh. So this pasuk refers to the end of Tazria, the halachas of Mitzora. It says in the pasuk that he has to al safam yata, you should cover up until the lips. Michlal shechai v'atifas arosh shemamina. It's pretty clear that a Mitzora would have to do atifas arosh. Mefurish pasuk. Moving on to the next halacha, avel is asir lahaniach tefillin, and avel may not wear tefillin. Now, how do we know this? Midekamer le rachman liyecheskel, from the fact that the Hashem said to Yecheskel, Perecha chavush alecha, that you should wrap. You should wrap yourself in perecha. Perecha is per, is lashon of tefillin. You should wear michlal dechuliyama aser. Everyone else would have to, would be aser to wear tefillin. That's the source of not wearing tefillin as an avel. Menuda maubt. Just the first day, exactly. We'll see that later on. Just the first day. Menuda maubt tefillin. What about menuda? Gemara says take. We don't really know. The truth is, unfortunately, we don't have too much time. But there is a Gemara in Sanhedrin which talks about Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer was a menuda. He was placed in excommunication for arguing Rabbi Yeshua. Whole story, Gemara in Bava Metzia. And there's a story that goes, while he was in Nidoy, he was wearing tefillin. So Tosas writes that there's a proof that, no, we do have an answer. Even though Gemara calls it a teiku, the Gemara Sanhedrin, the story at least, tells us that a menuda does, in fact, wear tefillin. The Shulchan Aruch has a whole section of halachas of Nidoy. In the end, we say we do not have the halachas of Nidoy. It's a very long siman, a lot of halachas. And after discussing everything, he says, it doesn't apply anymore. Yeah, so the Gemara says, Mitzora mahu b'tfilin. What about Mitzora? Does Mitzora wear tefillin? Tashma, v'tzarua l'rabos kohen gadol, that we said before, that the word tarua comes to include a kohen gadol. And then the pasuk begadlev, also in the pasuk by Tzara, says, you frumim, that their clothing should be frumim, which means, shehu mikuram, they should be torn, they should be ripped. And rosho yef farua means, ein priya ela gidol seyar, divri Rabbi Elazar. Farua means it should be growing long. And Rabbi Kiva omer, nemra havaya barosh, nemra havaya begbeged. So ma havaya hamur begged, davar shechutz migufo. Just like hava means something outside the outside the beged, outside the guf. So it means rip the clothing. Af havar barosh davar shechutz migufo. So too when it says the word havai barosh, it doesn't mean letting the hair grow. It means something external to the hair, which means what? My lava tefillin. So Rabbi Kiva says we learn from the word rosha yefarua means that he should not wear tefillin as a mitzvah. So Amar Papa, no, lo akumsa v'sudra. Maybe it refers to that his hair should be revealed, but he should wear tefillin on. So Rabbi Kiva is right that you have to do something chutz legufo. Again, it talks about the Mitzora's beged and the Mitzora's hair cover, hair. So just like the Mitzora's beged is referring to something outside the body, so there's something on the head refers to something outside the body, not the hair itself. Well, what's outside the body? So first, Gemara thought, referring to tefillin, that he does not wear tefillin. Gemara said, no, it means he doesn't wear the normal head covering that he wears, but in echanami, he would wear tefillin. So we have no riot from this, whether or not the Kohen God, whether or not the Mitzora wears tefillin. Next halacha, avel is asur b'shela shalom, and avel is not allowed to greet somebody else, so you can't greet him. How do we know this? Dekamar rachman liyecheskel, Hashem says to Yecheskel, ha'anek dom, you should be quiet. Dom is lashon of silence, you should be silent. So we see no greeting. Menuda ma'al b'shela shalom, can a menuda, could one greet one another as a menuda? Amar Rav Yosef Tashma, the Gemara tells us in the Mishnah in Tainus, u'b'sheila shalom, when it got to one of the more severe fast days, because they had really many, many months without rain, then one of the levels of severity was, ubishela shalom shebein adam lechaveiro kivnei adam hanezufin lemakom. The greetings between each other should not be, there should not be greetings. It should be like when a man feels benezufa. Nezufa is a lashon of menuda, another way of calling it. It's a different type of menuda. The way a man feels when he feels like a Kadosh Baruch Hu cuts him off and turns away, that's the type of way a person should be with each other. So we see that when it comes to greetings, a menuda or a nezufa should not greet one another. No, you can't bring a proof from the halachas, the mission of Tainis, because that Akash Baruch Hu cut them off. That was a more severe type of menuda, that's min shemayim. Maybe a menuda biyachid would be permitted to greet one another. So all, a lot of the halachas are not answered. I think in the article, they have a whole chart concluding all the halachas by mitzorah, by an ava menuda, which ones are answered, which ones are not answered. Is there one there? Someone, I think... Maybe at the end? Maybe at the end of the sugya. I'm surprised the Masifta doesn't have it. I believe there is one here. Can you see it? Yeah?
Yeah, by the...
The end of Pesach Shishi?
Yeah.
Which is the end of the Masifta.
By the beginning of Tensai, that's an old chart.
Uh-huh.
But hair cutting for an oval is forbidden, for Menudah is forbidden, for Masorah is forbidden. Right. But they got tefillin. It says, for oval is forbidden... For Menudah's on resolve, for
Masorah's
on resolve.
Right, so a lot of them are resolve. That just tells us. And what do you do? I don't know. I'm not sure how we practice. But there's, what, 15 things or so
there's
there,
no
probably.
Menudah, so it doesn't matter.
Only left two. Exactly.
There's no Masorah today.
You know Masorah either, exactly, so, right? It's just Avel.
So, Avel, what is Avel?
No, I'm saying just Avelis. I'm not sure if there are there any unresolved ones for Avelis.
No.
I'll answer.
Avelis is clear.
Right, we're good. Okay, we're good to go. Okay, so the Gemara says now. So now the Gemara asks, what about Mitzorah Mahu B'Sheila Shalom? Could one greet a Mitzorah and can Mitzorah greet somebody else? So the Gemara says, Tashma, Val Sofam Yate. So it should be covering the lips. What does that mean? So Gemara presents another interpretation of this. We said this above. Earlier we brought the Pasuk to teach me, or teach us, that there should be a Tifas Rosh to the lip. Now the Gemara learns differently. Sheyhu Sifsosav Midubakos Zubazu. That they should, his lips should be clinging together, stuck together. He should not speak, should not greet anybody. He should be just like a menuda and just like an avel, where greeting one another should be forbidden. So we see from here that Mitzorah is usher in greeting as well. Where I said, wait a second, the Brisa we just brought also mentions the menuda. Above we said menuda, we don't know what the halach is by Sheila Shalom. But the Brisa we just brought about Mitzorah is comparing a Mitzorah to menuda, that greetings are aser. And where it asks, v'nifshet mine menuda. So this very Brisa should teach us above, answer the question, that a menuda may not do greeting. Amrev Acha bar Vinchas, Mishmeid Rav Yosef, mi katani she'aser, she'yehei k'menuda v'ga'a avek, say it should be aser, just means that, and he should be like, in general, be like a menuda, in general, be like an avel, but not to say that he should be ushering greetings just like it's ushered by a menuda. Katani b'mili achrini, and he should be similar to me in other matters, and also, in addition to that, he's also ushered nami b'she'a shalom, which may not be ushered by a menuda. So unclear from that, Bryce, I had to read that. Next halacha, avel is ushered b'divrei Torah. He's not allowed to learn. How do we know? From the fact that the Torah tells us, or Hashem tells Yechezkel, Dom, be silent, that he has to be quiet, and he was an Avel, so we see from there it's usher to learn Torah. Now, it's, by the way, I'm not going to get into the answers right now, but we learn a lot of halachas from Yechezkel. Some halachas we learn from Yechezkel. Yechezkel was sitting some level of Avelis. So certain things, what he kept as an Avel, we say, we also as an Avel should keep. Other halachas, he said, don't do that, don't be like an Avel. We say, oh, an Avel must do like that. So certain halachas we learn what he did, and certain halachas we learn what he didn't do. When you do which ones, that's the Rishonim talk about, but now we don't have time for that. Then the Gemara says, what about Menuda? Menuda mau b'divrei Torah. Is a Menuda allowed to learn Torah? Amar Rav Yosef, Tashma, Menuda shone v'shonen lo. He can learn and he could teach him. Niskar v'nischarin lo. He gets hired and someone could hire out for him to do work. Muhram is a sharecropper, exactly. If he's muhram, however, a person in chayim, which is a different level of menuda, lo shono, he can't learn, lo shono lo, we don't teach him. Lo nischar lo, he doesn't get hired and we don't hire him out. Aval shone hu latma, but he can learn by himself, not with other people, by himself. Shul yafsik es limudo, just to continue to have the consistency and the retzifus of learning.
It says before, shoneh v'shonim lo.
Right, so he can't learn new things, I guess, ideas. He can only learn old things just to continue to make sure he still stays attached to learning. I think that's the difference. Is that what they say the difference is?
No.
Others
can't teach him, but he can learn.
Right, but we said before. So Mucham.
That's about Mucham. Do all those things.
He can't teach others, and others can't teach him. We say, lo shonu means he can't teach, and shonu, no, others can't teach him, but he can learn by himself. That's by Mucham.
Yeah.
By Menuda, the lacha was that he was allowed to learn.
Yeah.
Okay. The Mucham is a side point for us. V'osel ocharnus katana, and this goes back to. Mucham is more severe. I'm not sure when you apply which one, though. I don't know. Osa lo chanus ketana, mishir parnasaso. He's also allowed to, even though normally he can't do any business, can't do any work, if he needs parnasa, he's allowed to open up a small little store, small little shop, and make a parnasa. Bama rav zvuna maya bepiksa de arvus. So, what's that? What does that mean? Sell water. Okay, so he sells water. Nothing, not such a big business, but a little bit something to make some money for the family. So Shmami, now we see from here that a may learn Torah. Mitzora ma'al b'divrei Torah. Could a mitzora learn Torah? Tashma, the pasuk says, "Vodatem l'vnecha v'l'vnei v'necha yom asher matel l'fnei Hashem l'kecha b'chorv." This pasuk tells us that the day HaKadosh Baruch Hu let his children, or says, tell your children and tell your grandchildren, very appropriate for today, that you stood in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kabbalah Satara, Bechorev, a reference to the Midbar. So what's the telling us here? That there's a chiv to teach, this is one of the sources, by the way, there's a chiv for a grandfather to teach your grandson Torah. So Malahalan Be'im of Yira, Verasas Vizeya. Just like Kabbalah Satara, there was a lot of fear and trembling, and they're scared. Mikan Amu, from here we see that Hazavin, Vamitzarayin, Uboli Nidos, various people who become Tamei are Mutar in the Kros Batara, Ubinavim Viksubim, Ulishnas Bimidrash, they could learn Navi, Tanakh, Medrash, Bishas, Halachos, Agados, everything. However, Bali Keri Nasurin Mishamamina. So only Bal Keri's Asur, because Bal Keri became Tamei because he wasn't careful, he was so lightheaded, he was so comfortable and easygoing, so because he didn't have the proper perspective like they had at Kabbalah Satara. Kabbalah Satara had to be with a lot of fear and ema and trembling, and Baal Keri didn't have that, so he's usher to engage in Torah. But all other forms of Tumah, they became Tumah, nothing to do with lack of fear of Hashem, it just become Tumah for various reasons, so therefore a Mitzorah is allowed to learn Torah, there's no Isser from to learn Torah. Next halacha is, Avil is also b'tachboses, and also Avil may not do washing clothing. Dichsiv vayishlach Yoav tekua vaykach misham isha chachma. So he sent what tekua is, a spear or something. Is there a?
Just went to Tekoa.
A what? He went to a place. He sent to Tekoa. Okay, he took from there a woman, a wise woman. Vayomer le sent her isabli liniya. Uliv shina bigdi Avil. So, mourn with me, I guess, and wear clothing in mourning. Atasuchi shemen, don't place oil on me. Vayisa kisha, you'll be like my wife. Zay yam rabim for the next number of days. Misabelas al mes, and you'll mourn with me. So we see from here, there's an iser to, you have to wear special clothing of mourning, and you couldn't wash your clothing. Menuda mitzaron ma'o heim betachboses. Could mitzar and menuda, could they wash their clothing? Toshma menuda and mitzaron asun l'sabir l'chabes shema minah, to clear brisa that they can't get a cannot launder their clothing. Next halacha, avel chay b'kriya. He has to tear kriya. The kamar luhu rachmanu l'vnei Aaron. The Torah Hashem said to v'nei Aaron, lo sifrumu, do not tear your clothing. Michlal other avelim d'chuliyama mechayiv. Everyone else has to do kriya. Menuda ma'u b'kriya. Does a menuda have to do it? Take away. We don't know the answer. Mitzora ma'u b'kriya. Toshma begadav yufrumim, that the clothing should be ripped. Shumikran shmamina. So mitzora does have to do kriya. Next halacha, about avel chay b'kriya samita, that they have to turn over the bed. This is something we don't have nowadays. Tosafot gives a few answers why we don't have this, but they had these special beds where they flip them over to the upside down where, and they sleep on the back side of the bed. So how do we know that he's chay b'kfiyas amita? The Tani Bar Kapara, they taught us that the mus diyukne nesati bahem. So Karish Baruch Rashi tells us that B'tzel Melkim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man with Tzel Melkim, the image of Hashem.
Ooh,
what?
Mamash.
Yes. Uvavanoseim hafchasu, and in our sins we turned it over. We rejected the Tzel Melkim, we rejected Hashem. So therefore, kafu mitoseim, we have to allow, we have to flip over the bed to represent how we were kafu, we flipped over the Tzel Melkim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made for us. That's what it represents. Now, the reason why the bed, I think Mepharshim explained, because since the bed is the makom peruvu of creating and procreating and creating more Tzel Melkim, so since we undid it, Tzel Melkim, we're undoing and flipping over the bed. Menuda, Mitzor, Mahin, Bekfiyas, Amita. Take it, we don't know whether this applies to Mitzor and Menuda. Next, Lacha, the Gemara teaches us, Avel is Aser Besiyas Amlach, he's not allowed to do any work. How do we know? This Dechsiv, Vafachti Chagechem Le'Avel. And you flipped over the Yachag into an Avel. What's the connection of a Chag to an Avel? Machag Aser B'Mlacha, Af Avel Aser B'Mlacha. So just like we don't do any work on Chag, so too there's no Mlacha done during Avelis. Menuda Mao Basiyas Amlacha, what about a Menuda? I'm going to go a little bit faster now because we are running out of time. Can a Menuda do Mlacha? Amar of Yosef, Tashma, Kish Amru Aser Basiyas Amlacha, Lo Amru El Biyom, we refer to the Tainus when he used to fast. We have 10 minutes.
Oh, Ushchodesh.
Ushchodesh, yeah. So what about a menuda? So Amar of Yosef Tashma Kishamu Aser Basiyas Mlacha, when I spoke about in the Mishnah on Tainus that we fast because there's no rain, Lo Amru El Bayom, only during the daytime was it Aser to fast, Aser to do work rather. Belayla Mutter, but the nighttime they're allowed to eat. V'chein Atamotzi B'Menuda V'Avel, just same thing you find by Menuda and Avel. So V'chein, so too we see that Menuda is also Aser to do work. My lava kulo is his chain not going back in all the halachas, whatever applied to the tiniest applies to menuda, including the isser halacha, lo ashar everything else. But maybe it's still possible that menuda would be allowed to do work. So Gemara attempts to bring another brisa. Tashma menuda shona v'shona lo. And menuda could teach, and you could teach him. Nischar he could get hired out. Nischar lo, and he could hire others. Shma mina mitzora. We see from here that he can do work. Mitzora mahu b'siyas halacha teku. We don't know whether mitzora may do work or may not do work. Next lach is that an avil is also brichita, he cannot bathe. The chsiv al tisachu shemen, the pasuk we saw before, brichita. So we see, and brichita b'chal sicha. We said above, by the case of Yoav, they said, don't put any oil for me. And we know bathing is b'chal, the halachas of sicha, of anointing oneself with oil. So it's also to bathe. Menuda mal brichita, what about a menuda? Amar of Yosef, Tashma, kishamu asa brichita, when he said about the people who were fasting because of no rain, he couldn't bathe. So lo amru ela kogufo. The isra only applied to the entire body. Have a part of yad v'raglav, a face, hands, and legs. One may wash mutter. The same halachas apply to menuda. My lava kulu is not saying that all the halachas that apply to a tainus apply to menuda that he's not allowed to bathe. Lo ashar all the other halachas. So we don't know the halacha. Mitzora mal b'menuda take. We don't know whether the mitzora could do bathing. Avel is aser b'nisa ilas asandal. He cannot wear leather shoes. How do we know this? Midikam relate the rachman lichezkel Hashem. Exactly. Now, lecha tassim, place braglecha, place the shoes on your legs. Michlal de chuliyama also implying everybody else was not allowed to wear leather shoes. Menuda mal b'niyas sandal, can menuda wear leather shoes? Amar of Yosef tashma, kisham rasi also b'niyas sandal. When we said a person who was fasting because of no rain, he was not allowed to wear leather shoes. Lo amru el beir, only when he was in the city. Alav b'derech, but if he's traveling where it's very hard on the feet, mutter, he's allowed to wear haketzad. Yatzel derech, if he goes out to travel, no, he wears his shoes. Nichas l'ir, he enters into the city where it wasn't so hard on the legs. Cholitz, he removes the shoes. V'chein atamotzi b'menuda v'avel, so too the lach applies by menuda. My lava kulas does not mean to say that the menuda has all the halachas of a person fasting for no rain, lo ashar, all the other halachas, but maybe when it comes to not wearing shoes, maybe a menuda would be allowed to wear leather shoes. So we don't know the halacha by menuda. Mitzora mao b'nilas hasandal teka, we don't know the halacha either by mitzora, whether he could wear leather shoes. Avel is aser b'tashmish amita, relations is aser to an avel, d'chsiv, v'yinochim David es Basheva, and when David, referring to his wife that died, so Basheva was comforted him, Basheva ishto, v'yavolel, so they had relations, michlal d'mikar, prior to that, aser, it was aser during the week of avel, during the week of Shiva. Menuda, mal b'tashmish, what about menuda, menuda b'tashmish amita? Amar of Yosef, Tashma kol osan shanim shehayu yisab b'midbar. Menudin hayu. When Klai Yisrael was in the midbar, they all considered the b'taras menuda. I'm assuming this refers to after Chet Meraglim. They were considered menudin. V'shimshu mitosein. And they had relations. They had children. So we see that menuda is mutter to engage in tashmish. Am le'abai v'dilma menuda l'shmaim shiny the keel. Maybe menuda l'shmaim was more lenient. And beforehand, we were saying menuda from shemaim was more machmer. Now we're suggesting maybe it's more mekel. Why is it more makel? Rashi explained the svara. No. Is there a svar as to why there might be more mekel because it's menudah mishamayim? Let's see.
Why what's more mekel? Shamayim?
Yeah.
Shamayim is always b'chesed. What do you mean it's more mekel?
It's always more mekel? They explain here because it's not as embarrassing. When Kadosh Baruch Hu puts everyone in excommunication in menudah, it's not so embarrassing. As opposed to one individual singles out Reuven, so then it becomes more embarrassing, it might be more severe. So in the Midbar, maybe only in the Midbar was Tashmish Mutter, but a Menudah Meyachir, maybe it would be more severe in Aser. Well, so wait a second, how are you saying Menudah Mishamayim or Lishamayim is more Mekel? Ha'amris above, we said,
Chamer. Because Menudah, nobody can get close to him.
But we find out he has to go outside, his wife's allowed to go with him outside the camps.
No, but this is Menudah.
No, I'm saying, so I'm saying maybe this is him Halacha's apply. We don't know. I'm saying it's not clear that even his wife can't be with him, though. My paspa's wife can be with him. So is it really true that Menudah L'Shamayim is really more Mekel? V'Amr, didn't we say above that Chamer, it's more Chamer before it? Where says, you're right, we're not really sure. Sfuk Misafkile, we're not sure whether it's more Chamer or whether it's more Mekel. Zil Hacha Kim Da'achilevi, Zil Hacha Kim Da'achile. Either way, we're always going to reject it as either direction. We're going to use it as a, you know, rejection of the proof. Mitzora Mahu B'Tashvish, Mita, what about Mitzora? Tashma D'Tanya V'Hayosha Michutz La'olo. He sits outside the camp, the Mitzora. He should be like Menudah V'Avel U'Asher B'Tashvish Amita. Vein Alo Ela Ishto. Alo means a wife. This, as the pasuk says, Shenemar Leich and Mor Lahem Shuvu Lachem Laleichem. Kabbal Satorah. After Hashem, when the Shekhinah went up, Hashem said to Moshe, "Tell the nation to go back to their ohel, go back to their wives." Shema Amina. So we see from here that Menudah may not be with his wife. So Gemara says, "Nifshat Minei Nami LeMenuda." Learn from here also, Menuda. We said that a Mitzorah should be like a Menuda. So learn from here also that Menuda may not be with one's wife. Let's say it should be aser. No, it means in general the mitzvah should be like a menuda and ka'avil b'mil achrina with respect to other halachas. And also, and the second thing is of aser nami b'tashmir shemita regarding the mitzvah. But maybe by a menuda, we never said that menuda was aser b'tashmir shemita. Next halacha, we still have 5 minutes. Beautiful. Avil einu mishalach karbanosav. And avil is not allowed to send karbanos to the base of Migdash. Titania, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Shlomim, Bizman Shehu Shalim, Velo Bizman Shehu Onin. What does the word Shlomim mean? There are a few interpretations. Rabbi Shimon thinks Shlomim means when you're full, when you're complete, not when you're an Onin, not when you're lacking, when you're sad. So we see there an Avel who is not quite an Onin, but he still is lacking in Simcha, he's not allowed to send Karbanos. Menuda, Mal Shehu Yishlach Karbanos, Kena Menuda, Rav Yosef, Tashma, Kolosan Shanim, we said before that Klaisel was Betoras Menuda in the Midbar. And they sent Karbanos all the time. So we see a Menuda may send Karbanos. What do you mean? Dilma Menuda L'Shemayim Shani D'Kiyokil. We said before, no, maybe Menuda L'Shemayim is more Mekel. We allowed Menuda L'Shemayim to send Karbanos, but maybe Menuda L'Yachid was more severe and cannot send the Karbanos. What do you mean? Hamis Chamer. Didn't we say Menuda L'Shemayim is more Chamer? Like we said above, Gemara said, no, Svuk Misafkile. We're not really sure. Matkile. We're not really sure whether Menuda L'Shemayim is more Chamer or more Mekel. The Tzora Mahu L'Shishlach Karbanos. So, can a Mitzora send Karbanos? Tashma, the Taso, Achar Prishasu Min Ames. Shves Yamim Yisafru Lo. Elu, wait, how far is this line going to go? You know what? Maybe let's stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. Tomorrow's a lot of agat. Maybe go a little faster. So let's stop.